This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair with this week's edition of Issues of the Environment. Today we're going to talk butterflies. Were you aware the population of monarch butterflies has declined by 90% over the last 20 years? In fact, many believe the monarchs are in danger of extinction. The National Wildlife Federation is among the environmental groups pushing for protection of these iconic pollinators. As such, it has launched a program called the Mayor's Monarch Pledge. It seeks commitment from mayors around the country to take action and implement measures that will help monarch butterflies prosper once again. Ann Arbor Mayor Christopher Taylor and Ypsilanti Mayor Amanda Edmonds are among those who have signed off on the pledge thus far. My guest this morning is Nikki Mensch, and Nikki is Habitat and Education Coordinator for the National Wildlife Federation. Nikki, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Have you ever had a monarch land on you?
I have, yes.
It kind of brightens up your whole day when it happens, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. It's a very unique experience because they're so delicate and beautiful and very iconic, very iconic species.
Now we're looking at the possibility that future generations may not have that experience or the possibility of that experience. That has to be a concern for everyone.
It is, yes. Pollinators are a huge part of the United States, especially with their agriculture. I mean, one in every three bites of food comes from pollinators. So monarchs, among other pollinators, really support a huge portion of the United States and us being able to live and thrive. And we really want them to do the same thing as well. And the possibility that they might not be around in the future is certainly something that is startling, and we really want to see what we can do to help bring those populations back and support them through their big migration every year.
As you mentioned, butterflies are just so delicate. So how much of the monarch population loss is due to natural occurring conditions and to greater levels of development along the path from their birthing grounds in Michigan and the Midwest to their winter home in Mexico?
Sure. A lot of it has changed based on, like you said, land use changes, agricultural practices also can influence where monarch butterflies can lay their eggs, where caterpillars can live and thrive on milkweed and then the adults and how they find nectar to be able to move forward. And so because so many generations are born between Mexico and when they make their way up to Canada, there are many opportunities for them to lose population numbers if they don't have habitat to support them along that migration route. So it's really critical to be able to make connected patches all the way up from Mexico through Texas, along sort of I-35, which is called the Monarch Highway, and then all the way up into Canada and then back down.
Issues of the Environment continues on 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking about threats to monarch butterflies that could one day render the species extinct. Our expert guest is Nikki Mensch, and Nikki is Habitat and Education Coordinator for the National Wildlife Federation. There are many who believe the dramatic population loss can be attributed to Monsanto and its Roundup chemical product. Do you have any empirical evidence that bears that out?
I don't know about that one, sorry.
How big a threat is climate change to the health and well-being of the monarch butterfly population?
It is certainly influencing where native species grow, which can help support the monarch butterfly. So it is changing the way that they can move and sort of the timing that they can move up into Canada and then back down for the winter. So it is having an effect as a natural phenomenon.
Let's talk about the pledge that the mayors of Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti have signed off on that's aimed at winning government support for the protection of monarch butterflies. What has Ann Arbor Mayor Christopher Taylor committed to?
He's committed to a couple different pledges through the Mayor's Monarch Pledge. They're really focusing their efforts on facilitating and supporting a milkweed seed collection, which is run through the Natural Area Preservation. They're also looking at creating their own monarch-friendly demonstration gardens in prominent locations around the city. In addition, they are looking at supporting citizen science efforts that can help monitor the migration through Michigan and through Washtenaw County and Ann Arbor. So they're partnering with Leslie Science and Nature Center to be a hub for the Michigan Butterfly Network.
And Ypsilanti Mayor Amanda Edmonds, she agreed to similar conditions.
Very similar, and she also is a big supporter of the monarch butterfly. She raises butterflies, other ones beyond monarchs as well. So she has a very personal and strong connection to to the monarch butterflies and is really pushing for those within Ypsilanti as well.
Well, of course, Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti, as important as they are right here at home, they are just small portions of the land between Canada and Mexico that the monarchs travel. How receptive have other mayors been to this initiative along that migration path?
Sure. Well, initially the goal had been to get just 50 mayors to sign on to the pledge when we started it back in September of 2015. And as of yesterday, we already have 174 mayors across the Great Lakes states, further west to Colorado, and even along the East Coast as well. So it's been very receptive, and it really brings the conversation of the monarch butterfly to the local level and really leverages community resources to help support their recovery. So it's definitely something that has been of interest to mayors across the country and across the Great Lakes states, and it's something that we hope to keep growing and get more mayors to sign on as the summer progresses.
89.1 WEMU's Issues of the Environment continues with Nikki Mensch. Nikki is Habitat and Education Coordinator for the National Wildlife Federation. As we talk about this mayor's initiative, how long has it been underway now?
Since September of 2015.
Okay, so we're just about a year in now. It is something that is going to have to take root and progress through the years to come. If everyone keeps to their commitment, have you projected out and modeled, or are you able to predict any kind of outcome for the population of monarch butterflies?
No, I don't have specific numbers about what we're hoping to do, but we know that if the we can create those connected patches across the states and across counties, we can really help support those monarchs to move from state to state as they move up and down the United States from Mexico to Canada.
Is there hope that one day we will see full population restoration of the monarch butterflies? As I mentioned at the outset, the population has declined 90% over the last 20 years.
Yes, I think there is hope, especially given how receptive the Mayor's Monarch Pledge has been. And we are seeing changes in different communities in terms of supporting the monarchs. I think there is the chance that we can prevent further monarch butterfly losses and really see those populations grow as the conversation spreads across the national level. And I think there definitely is hope.
Well, that is certainly good news. It's going to take more than the mayors of all of these cities working together. It's also going to take a community of farmers and agricultural industry leaders to determine that they, too, are willing to make some sacrifices and some investment in making sure that this pathway continues for the butterflies. Have you started to work on that component of the initiative to protect the butterfly?
Yes. So National Wildlife Federation, along with members of the Michigan Department of Natural Resources and others, are putting together a Monarch Summit that is happening this fall. And so that is going to be a platform to bring all of those parties together to really start having those conversations about how, without totally, you know, changing the way that certain industries run, how can we really, as a a group of very diverse people and companies and organizations, how can we really focus our efforts to support the monarch butterfly and really make sure that we are giving it the opportunity that it has and it needs to survive. So that is something that is on the table for this fall to really start that conversation across the state of Michigan.
And as you prepare to start that conversation, anecdotally speaking, have you engaged with any of those in the agricultural industry that have either voiced support or opposition to the plan?
I have not yet, but I know that others through the Michigan Department of Natural Resources have at this point.
I thank you very much for your time and for the information.
Great. Thank you so much for having me.
That is Nikki Mensch, Habitat and Education Coordinator for the National Wildlife Federation. I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Issues of the Environment. It's produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division, and it's heard each Wednesday on 89.1 WEMU and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.